You know, we talk about all the bad things about technology, but technology is allowing you and I to communicate. It's allowing you and I to communicate when you head overseas, head around Australia, and it does bring some amazing things, the opportunity to be in touch with loved ones no matter where they are and share your memories and share your good times and also share some of your bad times. But we know over the last few years that not everyone is fabulous when it comes to using technology, and there are people out there who you really don't want seeing your information and, more importantly, your photos of you and your children and grandchildren. Great to have a chat to Julie Inman-Grant. She's the Children's E-Safety Commissioner. And Julie, it's true, isn't it? It's a situation where when it comes to putting photos of your children and grandchildren, often people tend to forget that there are people out there watching you may not want them to. Good morning.
That's right. Thanks, Todd. Hey, we all use the internet in wonderful ways. I use Facebook like it's my global digital photo album. My parents are overseas, and they're literally watching my kids grow up. And so it's a really wonderful thing, as you said. What we want parents and grandparents to be mindful of is that there are risks, and we want them to be talking with their kids early and often about what those risks might be, and just make sure that they feel comfortable talking to a trusted adult if they encounter anything that scares them or makes them uncomfortable.
And that's the thing, isn't it? The communication. And often there's that fear with parents and grandparents that, oh, no, they're not going to want us to see that. But we keep hearing more and more if you have that dialogue. We know parents are concerned about kids putting their own photos up on their own Facebook page. But there's been a lot of talk recently about parents and grandparents putting pictures up of the kids and potentially, well, you know, having to ask the kids and putting a photo up without permission. Are you hearing more and more about that?
Yeah, well, one of the common questions we get from parents and grandparents at the office is, how should I be talking to my kids about what they're doing online? And we thought milestone events like going back to school or a sporting event was a great time to remind parents and grandparents that it's great to talk before sharing. So really, we want parents and grandparents to be modeling the same behaviors that we want our kids to be showing others. So showing respect. When you take their picture, just say, hey, do you like this picture or that? Are you okay if I put it on Facebook? So you're starting the conversation. And hopefully, when they're doing the same as they get older of their friends, they'll think about showing the same respect to others.
Well, we've come a long way from bringing your first girlfriend home and your dad deciding to bring out your nudie baby photo of you lying on a blanket. Well, the technology's superseded that. But not just talking about asking permission to put photos up. Are you finding there comes a time where you've got to go to your kids and go, are there any photos that you have up that you don't want up anymore?
Well, absolutely. We just commissioned research that found that kids as young as 8 are sharing personal information about themselves, including their full name, phone numbers, and addresses. And obviously, there are some risks associated with that. Now, I had a talk with my own children. I've got 5-year-old twins that just started kindy. And when I had this discussion with them, one of my 5-year-olds asked, hey, Mommy, what happens when I delete the photo? Is it really deleted? And, of course, that started another great conversation to have. I may have put that toilet training video of you on that will come up at your 21st birthday. I'm really sorry about that, Lucas. But it really helped me rethink about how I post online and how I get my kids involved in those sorts of things, because we're leaving a digital footprint for our children, whether we like it or not, at a very young age. And once those images are up, they're there forever.
And that's the problem, isn't it? Sometimes you can take them down, but they could have been copied, they could have been taken around the world. And you're right as well. Your poor twins, you've probably left them scarred for life with that toilet training video. That's got to come down now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a really important conversation to have with kids when they're older, before they're teenagers. Kids are getting more cyber savvy. We found with this research that 61% of teens are using their privacy settings, which is great. But we do have to also remind them again, if you're sending any kind of compromising photo or photo that you don't want your grandma to see, just remember that once you send it out there, it's out of your control forever, and it can show up at any time and any place.
I know everyone's different, and not everyone follows the same rules or same moral values, but do you think kids are fairly switched on, and do you think they're starting to grasp the fact that things done now do have ramifications for the rest of your life?
I do think kids are increasingly cyber savvy. I just spent time with about 50 teenagers at a girl takeover earlier this week, and we do need to give them credit. But they have the technological savvy, but they may not have the age, maturity, resilience, and real life experience to really grasp what it means to be applying to uni or getting that first job. So again, you need to keep reinforcing these messages and get them to come to you in case they do something that they regret or they make a mistake, so that you can help them work out what the best course of action is. And of course, you can come to our office, esafety.gov.au, if you need more information about anything from cyberbullying to sexting. And we also have a cyberbullying complaints tool for teenagers 18 and under.
That's fantastic. We will have a link from the Todd Sargent Morning Show page at 2NURFM.com. Julie, thank you very much. I've now got to go and try and get that photo of me eating dirt at the age of 3 off the internet. I don't know how I'm going to go, but I'm going to give it a red hot go.
Just tell them it's chocolate.
They don't believe it. They don't believe it. Have
all
a lovely
right.
day.
Take care.
Julie Inman-Grant, Child eSafety Commissioner. And it's true, isn't it? Just keep reinforcing and reinforcing and reinforcing the message. 13 to 12.